lietus. Už lango žaidžia šviesas, tu negrįžai. Žino, elgiesi lyg bevėsa. Tavo draugai.
Labą dieną. Good afternoon. And welcome to the Independent Lithuanian Radio Program. I'm your host, Paul Tremakis, and I'm with a very special guest today, Joris, the hypnotist, but he has corrected me, and I promise you I've not been hypnotized to say this, but he is a certified hypnotherapist, Joris Ocean Michaels. We're going to have a very, very interesting conversation today, and we're going to talk about a session that I have had with him as well. And it was extremely interesting for many reasons. And we'll go into depth about that, about his background and how he can help everyone in regards to their issues, in regards to motivation, success, and how to improve their lives. Also, I want to mention to everyone that please visit our website at www.ilovelietuva.com or ilovelt.com. We have posted a PayPal button on this website so that everybody can give us a donation, just as everyone has in the past that had mailed in or given us checks, but we've made it very easy now with just a credit card. You can give us a donation to help keep this program alive. We really appreciate your support, and also visit our website so that you can listen to these interviews at any time. We are streaming those live, and again, that's www.ilovelt.com. L as in Lietuva and T as in thank you. Or an ilovelietuva.com. Now we're going to introduce a wonderful guest today, Joris Ocean Michaels, certified hypnotherapist. Welcome. Labą dieną, Joris.
Hello, Paul. First of all, hi, everybody. And thanks you, Paul, for inviting me to your program and to your studio. It's a very good opportunity for me to explain my job and how I can help people with hypnosis.
Yes, and I understand that in 2014, you graduated from the Hypnotherapy Motivation Institute College as an honor student. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Hypnotherapy Motivation Institute?
It came for me not very fast. I spent many years searching and studying many things until one day I clearly understood that my mission and my goal in my life is hypnotherapy. And I got no questions about that and immediately went to school and try to get as much information as possible. And besides that, I bought special seminars to get even more information about hypnosis, about different modalities, and something else.
And Joris, why did you decide? What compelled you to become a hypnotherapist?
I can tell that all my life I was a successful man with my job. By occupation, I was still in Lithuania. I was dental technician, not bad technician. I used to have my own lab, also lab and dental office. Then I opened a dental supply business. But one day we won green card lottery. It was 1998. And I gathered all my family and announced that and ask everybody that we have chance to change the country. And even ask my young daughter, Laura, she was 8 years old. And everybody decided to go. But my major goal was future of our kids. And right now, already past 70 years, I see that I did I mean, we did right step because my kids already not kids. They already grown up. My son, he graduate university, Northridge. Doris still studying and working. And they are happy. Also, my wife found out herself. She is a radiologist, works in a very famous Dr. Jacobs office in Pacific Palisades. I think that she also fulfilled her life and her career. But I always not was happy fully. And simultaneously, as I said, it was all my life study many different things, starting from mystics, mysticism, Buddhism, Jaina, etc., etc., Eastern philosophy, Vedas, and many other things. Because it was bother me what I am doing in this life, who I am, what is my mission. And as I said, one day, probably when I mature fully, I just immediately decided this is the best way for me to perform, to help people, to help myself, and to be profitable for the world.
That's beautiful. Well, I can definitely attest to that because you and I have actually just did a session together, did a therapy session. I'd love to let the audience know a little bit more about that, if you can explain to them about our introductory therapy session.
Yes. Before the interview, I decided to introduce Paul with a real session. It was 2 days ago. And we went through the whole session and I gave him, it just was the first introductional session, but I gave him the full picture, including the hypnosession. And I would like to ask him what he got from his short introductional session.
I'm telling you, it was very interesting to me because I, of course, have a cynical feeling about hypnosis, but it was much different than what I had anticipated. It was really more about learning more about myself. And that was the surprising aspect, especially at the beginning, because we went through this questionnaire and it was a way for me to become very reflective about my life and where I am at this particular moment. Can you tell the audience a little bit more about that analysis?
In my understanding, and I got this information from other big authorities, that every single person in this world are very talented and gifted, but not everybody knows that, or if they know, they're afraid to pull out it, or they don't know how to pull out it. And hypnosis is one of the best way to pull out your talents, your gifts, increase your motivation, find out your life goals, or get rid of, let's say, bad habits or behaviors. The purpose of hypnosis is change your behavior and habits, usually unpleasant ones.
Yes, Joris, how does that come about? How do you do that through hypnotherapy?
Usually, the first part is discussion, like psychologist. I'm trying to find out which really bothers client. Then I'm testing to find out with what part of brain he respond or talk with the world. Then I do some testings again, explaining them theory of mind, how it works, that we our consciousness have only 10% power of our mind, and our subconsciousness have 90% of power of our mind. So it's when we see the difference, even you very strong man and got big willpower, it's very hard to fight with 10%, with 90%. And all those habits which pull out us back and keeps us, it's we get them usually in the childhood. actually until 8 or 9 years old, when we are open to the world and we accepting everything as a sponge. And it goes to our subconsciousness library. And over there, we're getting some events or associations with pluses and minuses. And it be, the, that's library, which we create until the years, 8 years old, drives all our life. And sometimes we think that we do a lot of things. We put a lot of energy, a lot of power, and doesn't work at all. But if you try hypnosis, go to subconsciousness and make changes, remove, let's say, bad habits on or unpleasant things and replace them with powerful, successful, and other things which you need to grow, to be successful, to be healthy, to be happy. It's possible through the subconsciousness, doing hypnosis session. As I said, one session is always introduction. If you have small problem, probably enough 2, 3, 4 sessions. If your problem is deeper, probably need more. Sometimes I need referral from the doctor just to be sure that we help each other to work client on the same issue.
Yes, and in that first session, you were trying to determine if whether or not I was more geared towards the emotional aspect or the physical. Can you tell our audience a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's in our school, which is in Tarzana, is the best hypnotherapy school in the world. The creator, Dr. Kappas, who passed not so long ago, he created very interesting modalities and other things which helps recognize people. And he created things like emotional personality and physical personality. In other way, it's like introvertal and extrovertal. And it gives us many information, and we know the priorities of those types. And that gives us extra tools and ideas how to help them with hypnosis, because through the this information, we're getting more information to help them.
Yes, and from what I understood is that this is the reason that when in the past, in other hypnosis therapy schools of thought, was that only half the people could hypnotize or could actually benefit from this. But because of this new modality analysis, you're able now to help everyone.
Yes, you can hypnotize everyone, except if a client is very skeptical about that or he doesn't believe in that. And if client is introvertal, it's very hard to open him because he afraid to lose security. That's why. That's why he is not so open. Extrovert, it's always joyful man. And it's very easy to go and the hypnosis to subconsciousness because he is very open and he wants changes by himself a lot. Usually, if you want a good changes, you have to be yourself ready for 101%.
Yes. Well, I definitely can describe to everyone out there that it was even though it was introductory, I definitely felt clarity and felt as if there was definitely more focus as a result of just that introductory session. And from what I understand, it does take several sessions in order to really delve into the different levels and aspects. And when we get back, Joris, I would
like to discuss further in regards to how you can help everyone in regards to with their motivations and helping them to deal with their issues that perhaps anyone out there that might be interested in doing a session with you. And when we get back, we're going to do a break now and make a few announcements. We have some very interesting things to discuss here about our local community. And when we get back, Juris, we'll discuss further about your hypnotherapy and how we can help everyone that would
absolutely
be
it would be a pleasure.
Happy birthday to Donna Pashkavichus of Santa Monica, celebrating her birthday on May 24th. Donna is a devoted, longtime listener to the Lithuanian program and looks forward to each week's presentation. And I have hypnotized Juras to come and sing a song with me for her birthday.
Ilgiausių metų, ilgiausių. Ilgiausių metų, ilgiausių. Ilgiausių metų linkime.
Ačiū, ačiū, Juras. Yay! Happy birthday, Donna Pashkavichus. Also, very special announcement. The new Consul General of the Republic of Lithuania, who will be stationed in Los Angeles, has arrived in L.A. A reception for the Consul will be held on May 31st, Sunday, after the Lithuanian Holy Mass at 12 noon at the St. Casimir Parish Hall. Everybody is invited to attend. Accompanying the Consul will be highly ranked dignitaries, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Lithuania, Linus Linkevičius, and the ambassador from Washington, Zygmantas Pavlionis. Please come and invite your friends. A big welcome to the new consul. Also, on June 14th, 2015, Sunday at 1 p.m., commemoration of June deportation of Lithuanians to Siberia, sponsored by Altus. The program will include Lithuanian Consul General Darius Gaidys, singer Krista Jugaita, violinist Greta Velčkaita, and pianist Rima Velčkiena. A luncheon will be served. Reservations can be made by calling Algimantas Žemaitaitis at 310-458-0027. Again, that's 310-458-0027. And July 3rd through the 5th, 2015, Dainų Šventė, the 10th Lithuanian Song Festival, will be held in Chicago. Come enjoy our beautiful Lithuanian songs and culture together with many other festivities, including a banquet. Come to Chicago and greet old friends and make new friends. For more information, go to dainushvente.org. Is your computer slow or filled with viruses? Don't fear and get it cleaned in less than an hour for only $39. Call Overnight PC Repair. Now, toll free at 877-938-8777. Again, that's 877-938-8777. They will clean it remotely, and your computer will be running like new again. Call Eduardas Kublinskas at 877-938-8777. Also, a special note. The Lithuanian entree to the Eurovision contest won in the semifinals, so they will proceed to the grand finale on Saturday. Eurovision is kind of like the American Idol of Europe, and the contestants are Monika Linkaita and Vaidas Bonmila. And they are in the grand finale on Saturday, so go online and definitely check them out. We are really rooting for them. This is a very, very special event. And it's, in fact, we're going to be also posting our local events on our website at www.iloveLT.com or www.iloveLietuva.com. And it's going to be called Lithuanians About Town and Around the World with Alexandra Kudukas and Marita Šepečius. Our premier column will be posted every Thursday on our website. Everyone is welcome. Come and see this brand new weekly column, which will inform, educate, and include everyone. We will continue to expand as we get updates on upcoming events from all over the U.S. and the world. And if you know of any upcoming events, please email Marita Šepečius at mšepečius@yahoo.com or Alexandra Kudukas at alex@kudukasgroup.com. Well, we are back now with Joris, the certified hypnotherapist, and we were discussing about how hypnotherapy can help you with your motivation, helping to heal you of your past pains and problems that you probably have had a hard time dealing with, and perhaps even to help you learn a new language. And we were discussing that as well. Joris, I'm very interested in expanding and learning more about Lithuanian, and you said that there's definitely a way to help with being able to open up your subconscious in that regard. Can you please explain how that works?
Yes, it's possible because we would increase your focus on special thing. Let's say right now on your Lithuanian language. And it would be a couple sessions. I would recommend you some things to do daily. You would have to do your homeworks, etc. But you will see soon how fast go progress. And it's possible with some other things, not only with, let's say, language. It's possible with addictions, with anger, with, let's say, fears or low self-esteem or procrastination, bad performance, and other many different things. I would like to mention that the last 20, 30 years, the doctors and scientists noticed that hypnosis becoming more effective holistic method to relieve or heal a lot of issues which Western medicine and partially Eastern medicine can do nothing. That's why I can say we can help in many different fields, but I not guarantee 100% for everything, because some things it's not curable or not, you cannot heal, like real sicknesses or something else, or mental problems. But even though in any cases you can help, bring client, first of all, hope. Balance his emotional level. Calm down him. To help him to see himself through the real glasses.
And how does that work? Because it's the subconscious that you're dealing with.
Yes. When we go together to subconscious, we go together, client and me. And you are same responsible like me for the job what we're doing together. You see, you feel how it goes. You help yourself. You participate, as I said, 101% for the good results, for success, for prosperity, for a good health, and etc. Because if it's gonna do only me, it's not gonna be any results. And also, you have to want to change, but not somebody else pushing you to do that. Or let's say your wife, your girlfriend or boyfriend, you have to want to change, to remove some unpleasant habits or addictions or something else.
Yeah, and the way that you and I first had started this discussion, I was interested on how you are able to help people with their creativity. I, in particular, am working on a creative project, and you said that you had worked with someone that was writing a book. Can you explain to how that works in regards to the creative side?
Yes. As I mentioned in the beginning, every man has talent and gift. And some of them consciously or subconsciously, let's call it intuition, feels that they have something inside, but they don't have key how to go there. They don't know what door they have to open to happen. And through hypnosis, we clarify client. The client goes by himself through those hypnotrance channels and finding himself the best way, the best method, what he has to do and what next step supposed to be.
Very interesting. Well, perhaps you could tell our audience how they can get in touch with you, Joris, if they are interested in also going through some hypnotherapy to help them with their issues or how to, you know, deal with their subconscious as well. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
First of all, I would like to mention that the first session, 15, 20 minutes, is free. Usually I take through the phone, Skype, or let's say face-to-face. Then you can find me through probably your radio station website.
Yes, we will definitely post it on our website.
Also, you can find me to California.com website. My office is in Tarzana. It's a Hypnosis Motivation Institute. My phone number is 310-985-1348. Again, 310-985-1348. And also email oceanhypnohelp@gmail.com.
Can you please repeat that?
oceanhypnohelp@gmail.com.
Very good. And as you mentioned, we will post it on our website at www.iloveLT.com or www.iloveLietuva.com. I was looking at the back of your business card, something that you had written yourself, which I love this. I read this and I said, wow, this is really, I think, very pertinent to our lives. And your quote is, "Never say never. There is always a hidden chance." What is that to you? What does that really mean to you in regards to your hypnotherapy and what you bring out from the subconscious?
I believe myself in that. First of all, every single man have to have hope. If it's no hope, it's no further vision or imagination. It means in any heart or tough situation, we always have some hidden way or find out right way. But we just have to find out right specialist who gonna help you to find out right pattern.
Beautiful. Achu Joris, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really fascinating conversation, and I really appreciate you taking me through the therapy session. I feel definitely very enlightened, and I'm looking forward to continuing that with you. And will you please join us again in the future?
Of course. And I appreciate, again, your invitation, and I appreciate all audience who listen to me, and probably some of them are going to help if they want.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Achu Labai. This has been the Independent Lithuanian Radio Program. I'm Paul Tremakis. Thank you for listening. Achu Labai.
Mes vėl susitikom po šitiek metų. Mylėti gėja ir tiek daug netekę. Visur įsipa.